So I got a call from a student of mine just a couple of days ago, and he was complaining that in his new job, he does all the work and his boss takes all the credit. And I explained to him that that's just the way of the world. It's the associates, it's the junior members on staff that have to bear the trials of the job, and all the accolade is heaped upon the senior staff members. But that's not the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. We know that it's Torah's Hashem Chefso, that ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The Torah is divine. The Torah is Pi Hashem, is from the mouth of Hashem. But yet, Chazal referred to the Torah as Torah's Moshe. It's Moshe's Torah. It begs the obvious question. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps even at his own expense? One might think that maybe it's written by man. It could cause a tremendous amount of confusion. But yet, forever, the Torah will be known as Torah's Moshe, as Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. The question that we have to ask is why? And I think it's a very simple answer. And that is, however much the Torah is divine, it's necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give kavod, honor to Moshe, because part of the Torah's transmission is emunas chachamim, is to believe in the authenticity of our chachamim, of our tzaddikim, of the talmidei chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first of the rebbeim, of the rabbanim, that were given this great honor of transmitting the Torah. There's the Torah Shebichsav and there's the Torah Shebal Peh. And we believe that there's a Mesorah, there's a transmission. And it's the Chachamim, it's the Rabbanim, that ultimately articulate our Mesorah, enunciate the profound godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Chachamim that articulate ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is meant to teach us. And that, I believe, is why we forever refer to Hashem's Torah as Torah's Moshe, as Moshe's Torah, to give us an understanding that part of our Torah is having emunas Chachamim. And that perhaps helps us understand the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin that tells us that an apikoros is someone who's hefker, someone who's random, someone who doesn't have any clarity in life. An apikoros is someone that doesn't have a chelek li'olam haba, he doesn't have a share in the world to come. The Gemara comes and asks, who is this apikoros? Who is this person who's hefker, who has no boundaries, that this type of person doesn't have a share in the world to come? The Gemara tells us it's one who is mevaza talmid chacham. Someone who is mevaza, who embarrasses, who degrades a talmid chacham, that's the person that doesn't have a share in the world to come. It's understandable. After all, a Talmud Chacham is the one that transmits, again, who articulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And therefore, it's essential that the Talmud Chacham is held to a higher stature, to a stature above reproach, assuming, again, that he is living the values of Torah. Anyone who is mevaza, who embarrasses, who denigrates, who comes and speaks in a disparaging way to a Talmud Chacham, that's an apikoros, that's someone whose hefker has no boundaries, and ultimately he has no chelek, no share in the world to come. So that's not a chidush. That's not a novel concept. But the Gemara comes and tells us something very interesting. That in addition to one who is mevaze a Talmud Chacham, an apikaris can also be someone who is mevaze chaveiro, one who embarrasses his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. That as well is an apikaris, someone who's hefker, and he doesn't have a share in the world to come. He doesn't have olam haba. Difficult to digest. Just because I was mevaze my chavero in front of a Talmud Chacham, that makes me an apikaris that I don't have a share in the world to come? Why not just someone who is mevaze his chavero? Someone who embarrasses his friend? What's specific, what's unique about being mevaze chavero bifnei Talmud Chacham that ultimately Chazal referred to this person as an apikaris, that now he doesn't have a share in the world to come. Interestingly, the Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us something very interesting. He says that the reason why this person who is mevaze chaveru b'fnei Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have a share in the world to come, is because this person v'lo sam lev l'kavod ha-chacham. He doesn't understand the value of a Talmud Chacham. It was the wrong time and place. To embarrass someone in front of a Talmud Chacham, essentially you don't understand the position of a Talmud Chacham, kavod, honor for a Talmud Chacham, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Ve'ein ha-Torah hadura be'einav. The Torah isn't something that's respected in his eyes. Linhog ba kavod, to give honor to a Talmud Chacham. To come and be mevaze, embarrass your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham? That means that you don't understand who a Talmud Chacham is. You don't understand that this is someone that's so unbelievably lofty. To do something so egregious in front of this person, it's tantamount to coming in a shul and spitting in front of the Aron Kodesh. It's one thing to spit outside. I'm not saying it's ideal. We try not to spit in public. It's a little unbecoming. But people do it. Sometimes people feel the need to spit. They have things in their mouth. But to do it in a shul in front of the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah out? So that means that you're not aware, that you don't understand, you don't appreciate what it means to be in a Beis HaKnesses lifnei ha'aron, before the Aron Kodesh that has the Sefer Torah. This reminds me of the pasuk at the end of Parshas Kisetze, that the mitzvah is zachor es asher asol lecha Amalek. We have to remember what Amalek had done b'derech b'tzeischem mitzrayim, on our way out of Mitzrayim, asher karcha b'derech, that he happened upon us as we were leaving. And Rashi comes and explains and gives us two understandings. The first is lashon mikra. But the second, Dover Acher, is Lashon Kor V'chum. Essentially, that Amalek had come and they cooled off the aura of Klal Yisrael. Meaning to say, Shehayu Ha'umos Yureim Lehilachem Bochem, that the nations of the world were frightened to come and wage battle against Klal Yisrael. Ubazeh, this nation came. V'hischil v'hirem makom l'acherem. They had begun to attack Klal Yisrael, and it opened up a Pandora's box for other nations to come and attack. The problem wasn't attacking. Other nations attacked as well, but yet there's no mitzvah of zachor, of being mindful of what happened when we were leaving Mitzrayim, that Amalek attacked. But to attack now at this moment, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had just done all of these miracles, there wasn't a nation that had the audacity to do such a thing. But Amalek had come and spit in the Beis HaKnesses in front of the Aron Kodesh. That means that they don't understand the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For someone to come and be mevaza his friend, to embarrass his friend publicly or not in front of a Talmud Chacham, that means that you don't understand the value of a Talmud Chacham. You don't appreciate who a Talmud Chacham is, and it's tantamount to being mevaza the Talmud Chacham himself. Similar to actually coming and embarrassing, degrading a Talmud Chacham as well. No difference than being mevaza the Talmud Chacham himself. There's a time and a place to be mevaza your chavero, not in front of a Talmud Chacham. By doing so, you're indicating that you don't understand what it means to be a Talmud Chacham, the chashivus, the impressive stature of a Talmud Chacham. And there's another pshat, a beautiful pshat from the Ein Eliyahu. He says that inherently there's nothing wrong with being mevaze chavero, embarrassing your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. It's something small, perhaps, but doing so, it's opening up the ability to do other things. And you're going to gradually, you're going to start with being mevaza in front of a Talmud Chacham, and then you're going to continue going. Al yidei sha'osa maisa hefkeiros ke'ilu, by doing something significant, but there are things that are worse. Yavo la'asos kvar dvarim chamurim yoser. You're going to eventually do things that are more egregious. Ad shebesof, until eventually, lo yie lo chelek liolam haba, you're not going to have a share in the world to come. So those are the understandings of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ein Eliyahu, the Shari Tshuva. Though I want to offer two other possibilities as to helping us understand why, just because someone is mevaze chavero b'fnei Talmud Chacham, that embarrassing his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, he's considered an apikaris, he's considered someone who's hefker, who's reckless, and ultimately he doesn't have a share in the world to come. So we all know that the Gemara tells us the Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, the famous story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. We're in the month of Tammuz. I guess we have to begin to introduce the stories of Chorban Yerushalayim, of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So we all know that one of the reasons for the destruction was Kamsa Bar Kamsa. But Kamsa was supposed to be invited to this party, and instead the Mishares went and invited Bar Kamsa. The Balabais comes to the party and he sees that Bar Kamsa is sitting. Asa Ashkeche Dahabi Yosef. Amar Le, the Balabais turns to Bar Kamsa and says, Michtiu Gavra Baldevaba Dahu Gavrahu. You're my enemy. My boy is Hocha. What are you doing over here? Kum Puk. Get up and leave. Hoil Va'asai Shafkan. But Bar Kamsa said to him, since I've come, let me stay. I'm going to give you all that I've eaten and drank. Amar Le, the Balabais, turns to Bar Kamsa and says, no, you have to leave. Amar Le, Bar Kamsa said to him, I'll give you half of the value of this Su'uda. Amar Le again, the Balabais said, lo. Amar Le, Bar Kamsa said to the Balabais, Yehidna Lach Demei Kula Sudaseich, I'm going to pay you the entirety of this meal. Please let me stay. Amar Le, the Balabais turned to Bar Kamsa, and again he said no. Nakte biyode v'ukme v'afke. He grabbed his hand, he picked him up, and he threw him out. Omar Bar Kamsa said to himself, upon being embarrassed, Hoyel v'habiyasvei rabbanon v'lo mochube. Since the rabbanon, the rabbis, were seated, they were sitting at this suda, at this meal, at this banquet, v'lo mochube, and didn't rebuke the balabayis, the owner of this party, Shema mina kanichalahu, it's apparent that this was acceptable to the Chachamim. And ultimately, Bar Kamsa went, Aizil Echelbuhu Kortza Beimalka. He said that he's going to go and he's going to spread slander against the Rabbanon in the royal palace. We see from this story in Maseches Gittin something beyond profound. The reason why Hamivazeh Chaveiro Bifnei Talmud Chacham is an apikoris havi, and he doesn't have a share in the world to come, is because the results are calamitous. An entire Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, was destroyed. Because if someone is Mivazeh, if someone embarrasses his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham doesn't get up and rebuke the person who embarrassed his friend, the friend who was rebuked is going to go and spread slander against the Talmidei Chachamim, which will ultimately destroy the very essence of Toras Moshe. That's the greatest hefkerus. That means there's no more boundaries. There's no chachamim limiting what we're able to do, what we're able to do and not to do. Hamevaze chaveru bifnei talmid chacham. One who is mevaze, embarrasses his friend, just like that balabayis embarrassed Bar Kamsa. And it was done in front of the rabbanim, the talmid chachamim. And the chachamim didn't get up. That's putting the Chachamim in a terrible situation. We don't know the Cheshbonos, the calculations of the Chachamim. Maybe they know all of the Shulchan Aruch better than we do. And maybe there is a justified reason as to not to get up and rebuke that person that was Mevazeh the Chaveru in front of them. Maybe it was justifiable. Now us, laymen, people who are not as educated as the Talmidei Chachamim, as the scholars, maybe they had a reason. Maybe they were justified. But by being mevazeh chaveru in front of the Talmud Chacham, the chaveru, the person that was embarrassed, is expecting the Talmud Chacham to get up and stand up for his honor. But maybe it's not justified, and no one knows the reason or the calculations, the cheshbonos for the Talmud Chacham. So now you've created hefkerus. There's no greater apikarus than that person that put that Talmud Chacham in such a position where now the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed, Klal Yisrael is going to spend thousands of years in exile simply because that Talmud Chacham didn't get up and rebuke that person that was Mevazeh Chaveru before him. We have to understand. We have to be mindful. The Talmidei Chachamim have cheshbonos, have calculations that we might not know. And it's incumbent upon us to give the benefit of the doubt. Havidanis kol ha'odom l'kav schus, to assume that the Talmud Chacham was justified. But that Baal Habayis, that embarrassed Bar Kamsa, in front of the Talmidei Chachamim, the Rabbanim that were sitting there, Bar Kamsa didn't give the benefit of the doubt. And it put the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, in a very difficult, a very compromised position. And therefore, the one who is mevazeh chavero, he is an apikaris, because he just created hefker. He created a state of no boundaries. Now the entire appreciation of the chachamim has been torn and destroyed. Because the chachamim perhaps had a cheshbon, a calculation that ultimately no one knew about except for the Talmidei Chachamim themselves. But now, it's too late. Beis HaMikdash ultimately is destroyed. You, the Baal HaBayis, you, the person that put the Chachamim in that very compromised position, you're an apikaris, and ultimately, ein lo chelek li'olam haba. That's another possibility that I want to suggest as to how to understand that statement of HaMevazeh Chavero b'fnei Talmid Chacham is an apikaris havi, the ein lo chelek li'olam haba. Now I want to offer another possibility to help us understand this very enigmatic statement that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin. And now one last idea. We all know that the Gemara in Maseches Sota on Daf Yud Beis Omad Aleph tells us Amram was Gadol Hador Haya. That Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Gadol Hador. He was the giant of the generation. Kevan Shegazar Paro HaRasha Kol HaBen HaYelod HaYaora Tashlichu. That Paro had decreed that all of the children, all of the sons that are born shall be thrown into the ocean. Amad Vigiresh Es Ishto. He stood up and he divorced his wife. Amdu Kulan, once the Gadol Hador stands up and divorced his wife, every other Jew, to ensure that the Ben, the sons, were not thrown into the ocean, they divorced their wives as well. Amr Lo Bito, Miriam turned to Amram and said, Abba, Kasha Gzeiroscha Yoser Mishel Paro, your Gzeirah is even worse, is greater than Paro. Sheparo lo gozar ela al hazacharim, that Paro's decree was only on the males, kol haben hayilod, ve'atah, but you, daddy, you Gadol Hador, you Amram, gozar al hazacharim ve'al hanakevos, is a decree both on the male and female alike. And there was another taina as well that Miriam had, that Paro lo gozar ela ba'olam hazeh. The Paro is only making this decree on olam hazeh, but you're making this decree on olam hazeh and olam haba. And Rashi helps us understand what does that mean, that Paro is only decreeing for olam haba, but Amram is decreeing on olam hazeh and olam haba. Rashi explains shenoldim umesim, that they're born and then they die. So they have olam haba. They were in olam hazeh, they died out of mesiras nefesh, and now their neshamos are going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to be zoche to a life of eternity in olam haba. V'chozrim v'chayin heim li'olam haba. But atah, Gozarta ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. You're decreeing on their olam hazeh and their olam haba. Shekevan she'enan noldim. Since you're not enabling these children to be born, enan ba'im li'olam haba, they're never going to ultimately be born and they will never merit olam haba. Rav Chaim Kamil in his Imre Chaim explains this idea beautifully. And essentially he says that Miriam's gadlus, Miriam's greatness, was she saw beyond the here and the now. She saw into the future. She was able to understand the gadlus of every single Yid. that it's worthwhile for a Jew to be born because every Jew has the potential for Olam Haba. Amram, even the Gadol Hadar, was short-sighted. But Miriam, as a five-year-old, came to her father and said, "Dear Tati, every single Yid has the potential for godless. All it takes is birth. Once a Yiddish child, once a Jewish child is born, Mamela, their potential is a life of eternity, a life of Olam Haba. All it takes is birth." And that ultimately, I want to suggest, is what the Gemara is telling us in Maseches Sanhedrin. Hamevazeh chaveiro b'fnei talmid chacham. One who embarrasses his friend and turns to his friend and says, "My dear friend, you're a garnished, you're a nothing. You have no potential. You're never going to amount to anything." So that person that's mevazeh his friend, before he becomes bifnei, before he becomes a Talmud Chacham, you've destroyed him becoming a Talmud Chacham. If you tell a person that he can't become a Talmud Chacham, you've closed him off from trying to reach his potential. It's tantamount to a child not being born. You're telling him his potential is limited. If a person is mevazeh chaveiro before, bifnei, before he has the chance of working to become a Talmud Chacham, that's a person that doesn't have a share in the world to come. Because you've destroyed a person. You've told him he's never going to amount to anything. You've taken away his potential. You've told him he's not going to be anything. That's the worst thing that we can do to another person, is to tell him you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to become that successful, high-powered professional. You're never going to make any friends. No one's going to care about you. No one wants to hear what you have to say. If a person hears that, you've destroyed him. Because once he hears that, he believes that. That's what he believes his potential is. His potential is nothing. Unbelievably, in last week's Parsha, when the Meraglim came back and reported what they had seen, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Torah tells us, "Bisham ra'inu es hanafilim b'nei anak min hanafilim." There we saw the Nephilim, the sons of the giant from among the Nephilim. And now listen to the words of the Torah, documenting the words of the Meraglim. "Vanehi be'einenu kachagovim v'chein hayinu be'einehem." We were like grasshoppers in our eyes, and so we were in their eyes. And the Mefarshim, the commentaries, ask, what does that mean, we were like grasshoppers in our eyes, and so we were in their eyes? It should have been the other way around. We were grasshoppers in their eyes. They saw us, and we were grasshoppers in our eyes. But no, it was a self-fulfilled prophecy. If we believe about ourselves that we are not capable, then others are going to believe that about us. If we're told that we're garnished, that we're never going to amount to anything, and then we go off to yeshiva, and we want to accomplish, but we're not going to be able to accomplish because we were told our entire lives that we're never going to amount to anything. So now, no one's going to want to learn with me, because I can't learn. No one's going to want to have me in their shir because I can't produce. If we're mevaze chaveiro, if we put down, we belittle, if mechanchim put down their students, and friends put down their peers, and parents put down their children, it's calamitous. It's a self-fulfilled prophecy. If a parent does that to a child, the parent's not going to have a share in the world to come. Because that child could have been a Talmud Chacham, a Mevaze Chaveiro. If someone is Mevaze another person before the person ever set out to become great in whatever it is that they want to accomplish, but you already had told them they're a garnish, they're never going to accomplish. You, that person, doesn't have a share in the world to come. Because it's mida keneged mida. That person was supposed to become the Gadol Hador. They were supposed to have a tremendous share in the world to come. But you took it away from them. And because you took away their Olam Haba, your Olam Haba is taken away from you. We have to build. We have to be mechazek. We have to strengthen. We have to tell our children that they are going to become the Gadol Hador, the leaders of our people. Because if not, we've taken away our child's or our friends' or our students' Olam Haba. And it's not only on becoming a Talmud Chacham. It's anything, any mitzvah, any interaction that we have with people. It's incumbent upon us to be mechazek them. The Beis Halevi at the end of Parshas Truma, he writes something amazing. B'shasha Adam nosein tzedaka la'ani, at the time that a person gives tzedaka to a poor person. L'pamim hu nosein b'mehirus, there are times that he gives it quickly, flippantly. B'li hischashvus imrekshe la'ani, without truly understanding, or empathizing, or sympathizing, understanding what that poor person is going through. That's murder. That's Ritzicha. The Beis Halevi comes and tells us that when a person gives tzedakah to an ani, it has to be similar to the way that a person is checking his esrog, Erev Sukkis. He sits and he ponders and he harves and he turns it around and he thinks about it and he internalizes it. And that has to be our interaction with every mitzvah and every person that we encounter. When we encounter an ani, it can't be hamevaze chaveiro before he reaches his intended status. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin tells us Hamavaze Chavero before he reaches his intended status of a Talmid Chacham. If he's Mavaze him and tells him he can't do it, so you've lost your share in the world to come. And if a person's Mavaze Chavero before he reaches his goal of raising a certain amount of money for the Hachnasas Kala, and you Mavaze him and you don't give him Chizuk, you don't energize him or encourage him, so you've lost your share in the world to come. And if a person is downtrodden and depressed, and you don't sympathize with him, and you don't bring him from point A to B, if you don't get him to his intended place of where he needs to be, his proper destination, then you've lost your share in the world to come, because that person who you were entrusted with to be mechazek, to strengthen, you dropped the ball. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed him in your care. And you were mevaze him before he was able to reach his potential, to actualize what he or she was capable of becoming. Ein lo, you the mevaze. Ein lo chelek li'olam haba. It's a big responsibility. Kadosh Baruch Hu entrusted us. We live in a community. Bayezu leploni. Anytime a person comes and encounters anyone in any relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed you there on purpose, by design. And it's our responsibility to ensure the safety of that person entrusted to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then ultimately, if we can say mission accomplished, Uwah, the amount of Olam Haba that's waiting for us, we've given him his Olam Haba. We've given him his life, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us our life of eternity. Thank you. Have a good night.